Okay, sige, sige, sige. Sige, sabay tayo.
Chat ba? Teka lang,
ubusin
teka
ko
lang.
To. Ubusin ko to. Ah, isin ka nito. Ang dami nito, ah.
Ako din, no. Nag-reveal
ah, di ko nakikita. Nakamag yan. Walang laman yan.
Oo. Oh.
Ah, okay, okay. Game, game, oh. Game. Sige, sige. 1, 2, 3, go. That's nice. Anyway, hi guys, welcome to the podcast. I have here a special, lahat lang ng guest ko special. A very special guest. Paano ba? Na-introduce na kita eh. Let's all welcome Japet Reside. Hi, Jap.
What's up?
Sarap ng beer. Sobrang na-miss kita, Jap. How have you been? After our... Oy, nito. After our first fight, guys, life update. Nag-away kami ni Japet last week. How are you?
It was
how...
more of a misunderstanding.
Hindi din naman talaga siya fight. Parang okay, sige, okay. Gigigig. Pero ano siya, eh, parang it ended with okay, sige, 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 sige. Parang ganon.
Bro, parang I
game, parang okay, sige, 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 ganon. Kumusta ka na after that? How's life?
I'm good. Ano mo pinagkakabalaan ko? Well, yun nga, I do side jobs. I fix my shit together. I've been doing a lot of journaling. I've been doing that for more than 2 to 3 months na.
Araw-araw ba?
Yeah, every day.
Okay.
Before mag-start yung araw ko, nagsusulat na.
And then at night? Or mas prefer mo in the morning?
Ano pa, gising ko kasi 3 p.m. So, yun.
Mm-hmm.
Before
okay,
I start
okay.
the day, I give 30 minutes to myself. I write, I drink tea, you know,
wow.
that good girl shit, hot
Aww.
Girl shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
gonna
yeah.
make peaceful so days. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
Manifestations and all. Well, that's nice. That's nice.
It works.
Every day looks the same for the both of us. Same naman talaga tayo. But, you know, we always try to make a change. Make a change. Pero at least ngayon, I'm happy ako na may upgrade ka na with your home office, with your desk, with your, ano tawag yun? Mechanical keyboard?
Yes, yes. Mechanical yes. keyboard. We can get to that later. Ibubudo natin si Thea sa mechanical keyboard.
Gusto. Meron akong keyboard actually. Wait lang. Pero ito yung ano eh. I'm very proud of this one. Tada!
Membrane
keyboard. Ang tawag nito? Ang tawag nito?
Membrane keyboard, yung basic, mga Logitech.
Bakit membrane?
It's
ang ganda.
Siya,
ah, okay. Yan, Bluetooth.
Ah, pwedeng Bluetooth, pwedeng wireless.
Ah,
wireless.
Okay.
So, sorry, wireless.
Ah, okay, okay. That's nice. Ako, wala eh. I think I will start with getting a new table. Pero hindi ko alam. Kasi lahat ng mga decision ko, kailangan ko pa rin ipaano sa nanay ko. So, that sucks. pero okay lang yan. I mean, we both live under our parents' roof. So, oh well. We're turning 25, pero alam mo na, pandemic. I know.
Oh,
we're turning 25 pala, guys. Japet will turn 25 in October. October 31? October 30? Yeah. That was the first time na chinat kita. Ginreat kita ng happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the
Where
next
all
month.
The friendship started.
Yeah, and then the next month it was my birthday, and I spent the first hour of my birthday. No, the first couple of hours of my birthday with Jap. So yeah. Birthdays. Almost 2 years. How was it? How's the friendship so far, Jap? Ako nag self-proclaim na ako eh. Sinabi ko kay Jap, Jap, feeling ko best friend kita. Tapos hindi na reciprocate. Sabi
You're
niya,
okay. You're a great friend.
Diba? Sabi ko, Jap, I feel like you're my soulmate and you're one of my best friends now. And he was like, ah, okay. Salamat sa lahat. How's the friendship para sa'yo? How's it going? Sa tingin mo, natagal tayo?
Of course. I mean, like, yun nga, we had the fight a few days ago. And I think that was a good sign because for us to have a misunderstanding and we're able to fix that also after a few days, it's a good sign of okay, this friendship is not just based on time itself, but also the understanding mm-hmm. that we have for each other. Because misunderstanding meaning we still don't know a lot about each other, but at the same time, we do. There's just one thing that hindi lang nag-click that time. That's happened the way it did. Pero, you know, me being the bigger person, I approached, like, hey.
Oh my God, kailangan mo ba talagang i-disclose? Charot. Guys, yun totoo. Si Jap yung unang nag-reach out sa akin, nagsabi na, hey, ganito, ganito, ganyan. Ako kasi, parang medyo, hindi ko alam. Hindi ko na din kasi nakalimutan ko na eh, and we don't talk that much. Tapos ayun, parang galit pala ako kay Jap. Tapos sabi ko, hala, ba't siya nag-message? Ah, oo nga pala. Tapos I had to reread. Sabi ko, ah, okay. Parang ang pangit lang ng reaction ko. Sana I did not take it the wrong way. Kasi I felt like, feeling ko joke yon pero sineryoso ko. Parang ganon, di ba? Yun yung nangyari. And,
yes.
Yeah, and thank you for being the bigger person. Because if hindi ka lumapit sa akin, feeling ko hindi din ako lalapit sa'yo. Kasi hindi ko rin naintindihan bakit ako naging ganon. Parang sa ano lang ako. Yeah, oo. Kasi I was telling you about something and then ganito yung energy. Tapos sabi ko, ugh, nah. Pero yeah, I'm so, you set a good example. Kasi I don't really do that eh. When I, okay, eto na, binubos ko na yung ego mo. But yeah, you set a really good example kasi I don't do that eh. If I have misunderstandings with my friends, I'm not usually the one na lumalapit. So, sabi ko, wow, grabe, ang bold ng move ni Jap for, you know, reaching out. So, thank you!
Such a simple thing. Where's my sorry though? Where's my apology?
I'm so sorry, Jap. I reacted that way.
No, it's fine. No ba? No
ba? Ba? Tangin mo.
Okay na yun. Tapos na tayo. You don't have to apologize.
Growth. Hashtag growth.
Growth.
It's really hard to say sorry. It's hard to say sorry and not knowing how to make up for it. Kasi if this fight did not happen during the pandemic, bibigyan na lang sana kita ng burger sa inyo. Or, like, diba? Like, the little gestures na I can make up for you. Kasi, wala akong magawa eh.
Yeah.
Unlike before na I can just, you know, invite you over, mag-usap lang tayo, or we can just eat out. But right. Now, it's so hard. Para sa'yo ba, during this time of the pandemic, and may fight, ganon, or even with friendships, how do you make up? Lalo na kung hindi mo alam, like, hindi ka maano na person. Like, unlike, for example, kagaya ko, na hindi ka marunong mag-reach out, nahihiya ka, pinapailan mo yung pride mo, hindi ka marunong mag-sorry. How do you make up for it?
First things first, you have to say yun eh. I mean, I don't know why, pero I think sobrang etched na sa brain natin. It's so hard to say sorry because of the pride we have. Pero, you know, at the end of the day, if you really want to, you know, sustain the relationship or keep the relationship, may it be platonic or romantic,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes you have to be the bigger person or just understand where they're coming from. So parang ganun. So you say, you apologize. Try why, I mean, it's not, yung parang, I read somewhere na parang, they're not mad. I mean, they're not mad at you. They're mad at what happened. So, you know, you have to understand why they got mad in the first place. So when you do that, you know, saan sila nanggaling, you know how to make up for it. Like, hey, I'm sorry for doing this. I'll never do it again. I know it hurt you. Ganyan. And then, you know, if that person is open to accepting your apology, then all good style, hopefully. But usually, yeah, you make up by not doing it again. That's one.
Ah.
By being, you know, serious or, you know, you're like, you mean what you mean, you mean that you're part of. Yeah, exactly. Parang ganun.
And I remember you told me na hindi nag-occur sa'yo na may nangyari not until kinuwento mo siya sa iba. If I remember it right. Yeah. Para feeling ko yun din yung mangyayari sa akin. If ever ma-bring up yung nangyari sa atin sa other friend na, uy, yun, alam mo ba, I fought with this friend, blah, blah, blah. And then what if that friend will help me understand na what you did was wrong? And yeah, what I did was wrong. I had parang ang off ng reaction ko that time. So yeah, I'm really sorry. I hope you... Di ba, public apology? Kailangan pa sa podcast mag-sorry.
Yun talaga yung intention ko, that I wanted to continue this podcast eh, para I needed that public apology.
Oh, grabe. I'm not sure if nag-sorry ako sa'yo pabalik. I think hindi ko ginawa. Parang sabi ko, gege. And then we just talked about doing a podcast. And yeah, I feel like, I'm really sorry. Again, for the last time.
Ayan, narinig niyo ba mga kapamilya? Nag-sorry ako si Thea sa akin.
Hindi ako talaga, feeling ko kailangan ko pang ano, kasi I grew up na ano, hindi kami masyadong mahilig mag-sorry pag may nangyayari, parang ganon.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
especially good. sa traditional family, like Asian something something, 'di ba? Like I love my parents, pero sometimes when I think na sobra na or hindi na tama yung ginagawa nila, and I accept and I want them to apologize, they don't give it to me. Like I don't really hear a lot of sorries from them. Sorry ma if you're listening, pero I had a conversation with her about this. I understand also where she's coming from, and I was like, okay, I think I just need to teach myself how to say sorry. Anyway, yeah. I don't want to be sorry for myself anymore. Let's talk about something else. Baka maiyak pa ako dito at lumuhod sa harap ng camera.
Janet. I mean, it's a good thing to say sorry kasi nga parang it breaks down the pride or you know, like the preconceived notion of what apology means or what we know about ourselves. Kasi one thing that I learned over the past couple of weeks is that what you know about yourself is not entirely, it's not it. That's not it. It's not completely, you're not complete yet. You know, we're always growing. Ganyan. So when you hurt someone and you think you didn't hurt them, maybe it's because the way you acted towards them, you know, initiated a sort of like an anger or like made them disappointed. Diba? Parang ganun. So you know how, when they tell you that, no, oh, you hurt me, you can adjust. You can learn more about, oh, okay, maybe I've been too insensitive. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yun. So now I'll be like, okay, I understand. I'm sorry for that. Knowing that this is what our relationship was before. Now I know how to deal with it moving forward. So it's like, okay, that misunderstanding was more of like us, you know, growing up, you know, our relationship leveling up. Because we're understanding stuff. So yeah, being sorry is not something that you should pity yourself for. Kasi TBH, pag sorry ka, sobrang laki mong tao nun. Parang wow.
Yeah.
Proud for apologizing. Kasi you're not just a bigger person, but you're the one with more understanding of what the situation is.
Yeah, I feel like with sobrang daming conflict na nangyayari, nakakalimutan kasi natin, parang pinapairal natin talaga. Like me, personally, the pride. And yung right. iniisip ko, yeah, yung iniisip ko na, ah, hindi, mali ni Japet yon. Sana hindi niya na sinabi. Like, why did he act that way? And with me not really thinking about the weight of the friendship that we have. Mm. And maybe you just, me just being insensitive, tapos ikaw naging insensitive ka din on your end. So, I think that's a big, bold move. And that's something na I can learn from. And yeah, I remember I told you earlier na I just woke up, I cried, blah, 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 blah. Alam ko na pala kung bakit ako umiyak kanina.
Bakit?
I'm not sure if you saw my story on Instagram. I posted a story and there was a few minutes before I fell asleep. I cried myself to sleep. I posted something na, ang tawag nun, it's nice to feel held, parang ganon. Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. And I cried biglaan lang mga 5 minutes. Tapos, nakatulog ako.
Ah,
I miss being held, yeah. That's really nice. For you, what did you miss the most sa dating scene? Pre-pandemic?
Pre-pandemic? Well, dating itself. Kasi parang now, you just go on a phone call. Diba? It's different eh. Parang, hey, let's go out. You know, you get to know more of the person. Like, for example, you eat, how they eat, what they order. Or when you go out, yung mga ganun, what they prefer to, you know, the places they prefer to go. Yung mga ganun bagay, it excites you. Eh. But okay, we're gonna go to a museum. Or we're gonna go to a theme park.
Yeah, we're gonna watch a movie.
Or we're just gonna eat out or stay in. Diba? Yung mga ganun klaseng,
yeah.
You know, yung parang your interaction with the person or the situation you're in that dating scene is get, you know, malalaman mo kung ano yung pinaka-comfortable yung person to be in with you during the dating scene.
Iba talaga when you're with a person in real life, right? It's really different. And I feel like that's what I recently just figured out na unless this pandemic is over, wala talagang mangyayari sa love life ko. And that's one of the hard truths that I needed to accept. Yeah, totoo yan, Jap. Don't give me that look. Alam ko may kinuwento ako sa'yo. Remember, I think I told you the reason why, diba? And that was really heavy. And it took me like a lot of thinking and a lot of time going through it on my own. And now I finally can tell people about it. It felt really good. And it really helped me a lot. Kasi at first, parang, ah, okay lang. Parang ganon. The denial stage, it was like eating me whole. Pero now na I'm openly talking about it to other people, and now that I'm finally letting go, diba? I was like sad girl hours, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, why are you like that? And I was like, Jop, I feel like I needed to cry. And you were like, why do you need to cry? There's nothing worth crying over for. You understood the situation eh. But now that I'm seeing the bigger picture, sabi ko nga no, I don't need to cry over it. I don't need to really emote. Kasi it's really understandable. And it's really valid. So wala talaga. Walang dating. Kasi even if super desperate na ako ah, everyone's getting engaged, getting married, having children. Having children talaga. Or getting pregnant. Diba? I know that life is not a race, you know, all that cliche stuff. Yeah, diba? Yeah, sobrang cliche na eh, na parang, oh, you compare yourself to other people kasi nakikita mo siya, kakasal na siya, ganito, ganito, ganyan. But sometimes I really just can't help it. To the point na I sound really desperate, looking for a partner, na parang, supposedly sa panahon na to, I should be with someone and I should be with someone na 3 years na sana kami. But it's different. But I'm working on myself, I guess.
Right. Yeah. I get you. I don't know. Maybe sobrang na ano lang ako. Like when you said something about thinking about too much in the future, over the past couple of months, I don't know if you've noticed, but also I've been focusing more on the now.
Yeah. I
feel like I've been telling you this for quite a while now. And parang you should really focus on what you have currently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of just worrying about stereotypes, getting married at like 25, before 30s, being in a relationship during the pandemic. You know, those kinds of stereotypes, it's easy, you know, it's kind of easy to just get pressured because of what we see around us.
Yeah.
But, you know, instead of just looking outside, come on, just check on yourself. Are you doing okay currently? Yeah, parang gonna, I really just focus on the now. It helps me. Na parang future is something you should worry about. You should, you know, look forward to it. Ganyan. Or you know, make sure you're secured by this age. Ganyan. Pero it's all a maybe, you know?
Yeah.
It's all a big fat maybe until it's in front of you. That's what I told my friend earlier, na 2 weeks, nung Wednesday, na, you know, you don't have to worry about your friends getting, you know, good at their careers. Kasi if you're happy with what you're doing now, that's all that matters. Eh. Kasi what they have is because of what they also have, you know, what the capabilities, you know, yung mga circumstance around that person gave that person to where they are now. Pero with you, kung ano yung nasa harapan mo, ano yung meron ka makuha, dun ka kukuha ng kasiyahan mo. You know, if you don't have money and you're wishing for a car, do you have the money to pay for it? If not, can you commute? You know, mga ganun bagay. You know, what you have is just, you have to be happy with what you have. Focus on the now. I hope it makes sense. Pero yun yung talaga naging parang driving force ko eh. And also manifestations. Sobrang sarap. Parang.
Yeah. Talaga. Oo. Yeah. I do that as well. But it's just that yung fear ko before, na fear of being too comfortable with where I'm at sa life right now, it scares me. Kasi, di ba, I saw kasi the quote na parang you can't grow kung saan ka comfortable. Like, that doesn't really go hand in hand. Like, you have to really go out of your comfort zone to grow as a person with you, like right now, yung living condition mo right now. Unlike, kasi we kind of had the same, ano eh, di ba? We lived in a condo, tapos now we're back with our parents' house. Aren't you scared of being too comfortable? Or you're just living your life na, okay, this is it, I'm working on it. Kasi wala, pandemic eh.
Ano? Tawag dito, siguro it's not more of living comfortable. Kasi siguro if we're talking about like me eating, sleeping peacefully, all that shit. Yeah, I'm living comfortably. Pero with my life currently, I would say I'm comfortable. Pero, you know, the action itself of me taking risks, it's also in the now. Hindi ko siya ma-explain. Like, for example, you want to learn how to code? You can do it now. You can learn it now, you know? It's not comfortable to learn something you don't know, pero that will push you to be more than the person that you currently are.
Yeah.
So, I guess living comfortably is just, you know, okay, I'm happy with my work. That's it. But if you're happy with your work and also checking in on other side jobs, which is my situation currently, that's me not just living comfortably, but also extending, going outside of my bubble and just figuring out also what I have, what I can be in the future. Parang ganon. It's just what you have talaga. Parang ganon. ko siya ma-explain. Basta ganun talaga. Pale-pale siya talaga may kasalanan.
How do you manage your time? With waking up sa comfortable time mo of waking up and then journaling and then eating at the right time and then keeping yourself checked, keeping yourself healthy, having side jobs, having a job right now, knowing what you want. How do you manage all those things in the middle of a pandemic? Ah? Kasi ako personally, I struggle with the, di ba parang may that girl on YouTube or on social media na parang may mga tao na gumigising ng maaga, tapos nag-yoga, nag-exercise, they eat their breakfast, and then they prepare their meals, and then they journal, they do all these manifestations, morning affirmations, and then they go to meetings, they work hard, and then they have side jobs like you. Parang how are you able to manage all that in the middle of the pandemic?
Ano ba? Well, sige, ikwento ko muna yung routine ko. So,
oh, yeah, okay, sige, go.
I wake up at 3 p.m., 4 p.m., and then I read somewhere, siguro a week ago, na before you start your day, don't look at social media. Don't check your notification.
Yan muna, wala, pill na ako.
Yeah, for 30 minutes or an hour or for as long as you can. Yan eh, yun lang yung, ano kay, for as long as you can, make some time for yourself, so right? That's when I do my journal. That's where I write. That's where I eat. That's where I meditate for 5 minutes. I've been doing that for almost three months now. Even 5 minutes, eh? Kasi parang, ayan. So that's my quote-unquote morning routine at 3 p.m. Tapos, the side jobs kasi, they're not like a recurring thing. So whenever someone just messages me, hey, I got a job for you, dun na magsisimula. So 3 until 8 p.m., that's where I work. Either I work, I play around, I watch YouTube, I do a lot of shit. That's my me time. Mm-hmm. Unless it's work. Parang ganun. And then 11 p.m., I start my work. Tapos siya ng 8 a.m. Tulog na ng 9, and then wake up again. It's not more of managing. It's like, just really, ano, hindi ko lang feeling ko dahil sobrang ano na siya sa akin. Just have routine so much time.
Routine muna talaga siya.
Oh, parang routine na hindi. Parang ganun. Kasi during those hours from 4 p.m. to 8, a lot of things can happen. Eh. And I'm not chasing a lot of, shit, wala akong side jobs, or shit, wala akong magawa. You know? If you think rest is productive, as one should, rest is healthy, is productive, you know, it's active rest, you know, then okay lang yun. Parang ganun. It's really about setting intentions. Eh. Why are you resting? Are you resting because you're tired and you need rest? Yeah, go. Why are you working during this hour? Because you want to do it, yeah, go ahead. You're not gonna do it. You don't have to pressure yourself one by one with the things you do. As long as you're doing it for yourself, that's it. Ganun lang siya.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really grateful nga kasi wala na tayo sa ano eh, sa college level, wala na tayo sa high school level na nagka-pandemic. Because you know what? If I was a college student right now, I feel like nag-drop out na ako. Parang ganun. Like, hindi ko kaya. Super saludo ako sa mga college students ngayon, sa mga high school students, sa mga naglo-law, nagme-med. Kasi hindi madali yung ginagawa. Wait, can I get wine? Or Baileys? Wait lang.
Go lang.
Okay, sorry. I had to cut it. Wait lang.
Baileys na?
Okay. Wait,
ako muna mag-take over ng podcast for 2 minutes. Hey, what's up everyone? So my name is Jeff. I am currently the guest of Thea's podcast, Tea and Tequila Talks. I'm her favorite person. I think she knows that too. So, you know, during this hour, minute or 2 minutes now, she's getting her drink. I just want to tell you guys about, what I've been telling earlier, it's an example of what I'm currently going through. So, you know, it works for me. It may not exactly work for you, but you may apply bits and pieces of it. You know, I want to save it for later, but I'm just going to say it. Meditating for, you know, meditation itself, it's like people would say you should meditate for 30 minutes. You don't have to. Even 5 minutes or just enough time for yourself, 5-10 minutes, that should be enough. Because meditation is not just to, you know, be healthy on social media, but it's about just clearing your mind. So, yes.
Hello.
And she's back.
Anong yun sinasabi mo?
Hindi ba recorded to? So, meron akong mini segment.
Ah, wow! Gusto ko yan.
Pasok mo niya, ha? Gago.
Tapos i-edit out ka pala. What did you say? What were you talking about?
Hindi ko sasabihin. Kasi para, unless ilalagay mo siya sa podcast mo.
Sige, magugulat na lang ako. Tinrastok mo na pala ako. Tangin na mo, Tia, gago ka.
Hindi naman.
Here, cheers!
Hey, wait lang.
Ang cute! Chug pa yan, chug pa yan. Ang dami nito, ah. Playlist to, tanga. Ano ba mo ngayon? Kala mo, ah. Wait lang, bibicturan kita.
Kailangan pretentious tayo.
Siyempre.
Sana dalawa na lang pinili ko. Ubus na ako.
Ubus na?
Oh.
Nee, sure ka? Anong gusto mas gusto mo? Yan or yung ano, pulang kabayo?
Siya?
Ano mas gusto mo nga?
Kung gusto ko matamaan agad, Red Horse. Pero since chill lang naman tayo, Pale. Yeah.
Ay, iba pala yung level of ano nila. Akala ko same lang. Akala ko sa lasa. Lasa yata eh. Mas mapait yan.
Ang Pale?
Hindi, mas mapait yan. Mas gusto.
Talaga ba?
Or ako lang.
Or siguro dahil sanay ako mag-Red Horse.
Yeah.
Pero okay lang din naman sa akin yan. Wala kasi kaming beer dito. I miss drinking. Oh, I have a question for you. Wait. Natanong ko na sa'yo to kanina eh. Can you enumerate the things that you missed pre-pandemic? The drinking, everything? Go.
Next, anytime walk down, I want.
A walk down memory lane. Ano?
Ano tanong mo?
Sabi ko, a trip down memory lane. First item. What did you say?
Sex anytime I want.
Are we going to go that road, Jap? Are we going to talk about it? Sige, go.
You said enumerating eh. So, I guess, the availability of me having sex with someone. Mm-hmm. Shit, ang Playboy pakinggan. Anyway, yun. One, that's one. Second, going out. Mm-hmm. Two, Korean barbecue. Three, just hanging out with friends. Four, going to clubs. By myself or with a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things like that. You know, things you that makes you go outside your house.
I remember you told me. Ako watching gigs talaga. Watching concerts. Same as you. Everything. And just now, I feel really desperate for physical touch. Being held. Not sex, ha? Just being held. My hands. Me resting on someone's arms. Being hugged. It's different when you're being hugged by someone you truly adored.
If that's what you set yourself for, then go ahead. Pero like I said kanina, it's all a big fat maybe until it's in front of you. When you said earlier na you're okay now, one thing I learned from, kasi maybe you cried because you grieved eh. You grieved with someone, you know, leaving you, parang ganun. Or you cutting off someone, that's grieving. And it's okay to grieve over someone or something ganyan, in general. And sometimes grieving takes a lot of time, more than siguro. There's no definite time when you can stop grieving. As long as you're feeling it, it's okay, it's valid. Pero if it helps you to get out and just meet with different people, ganyan, with uncertainty, that's okay lang. And I'm just saying you should also look for yourself during that situation. Kasi if ever that person or, you know, other things leave you, baka magpile up yun, and then you grieve more, and then it becomes something na you won't be able to control.
Yeah. Hinay-hinay lang. Yun lang. Simply put.
Relax lang. Basta always you first.
Ikaw ba? What was the process? Meeting someone, being with someone. How did it go for you? During a pandemic?
During the pandemic? Wala lang. I mean, if we maximized what, you know, like the kung ano yung binigay sa amin, like talking online, that's it eh. FaceTime, video calls, mga ganong bagay.
Nag-meet na ba kayo in real life, diba?
Yeah.
It's really good. Sana all. How often?
Well, since ECQ, hindi ba managkikita eh. So, you know, FaceTime lang. Ganyan. Pero, okay lang. Chill lang.
Yeah, of Lisa. Course. Of course. And yeah, I forgot to mention na, for people like me, who don't really like to reply, this shit is hard.
Nah.
You're a fast replier. And I appreciate na you make an effort. Like when I like to talk to you, you're always there. But me, I'm such a bad friend. And yeah, this is taking extra effort for people like me. And I know that I am not alone. And I fear na maybe in the future, my partner or the other person will not be able to appreciate that. Because para sa kanila, bare minimum lang yun. But for me, it's already a big deal. Is that a bit off? Because like, I don't really like to be interrupted. Like for example, di ba? So, some people kasi, I have a friend and she met someone and then they're the kind of couple na they talk all the time. Early in the morning, right, habang kumakain, nagto-toothbrush, siguro kahit tumatae. They talk all the time. They do video calls, FaceTime, they call, they chat. What kind of person are you? Are you that kind or are you the kind of person, okay, I'm gonna do something, I'll talk to you later?
It's a mix of both. If we both want to talk to each other and we both have free time, why not? Mm-hmm. Pero it's always at the end of the day we have to talk to each other, you know, because we can't see each other talaga eh. So we have parang ako personally, I set time parang okay at this hour I can do whatever I want, tapos we get to talk in between, updates ganyan, pero at the end of the day I want to end my day with my person, you know. Mm-hmm. Maganon. So I'm a mix of both eh. I want to talk to the person every day, pero if that hinders me from doing, you know, what I want, I would tell them now, okay, I will be, it's like a, hey, I won't be able to reply to you at this hour because I'm doing something else. Where you can leave messages. Parang mga ganun. Like so it's just giving them a heads up.
Do you consider yourself as clingy?
I can be clingy, pero I learned na parang since you're in a relationship, that person is a person, is someone who has their own time.
Yeah.
So it's good na you set schedules for each other. Mm-hmm. That way expectations aren't blurred. You know, not this hour you'll be free. Mga ganun. Communication is key. Talaga. Hey, I'm busy currently, but I'll be talking to you in, I don't know, 5 p.m., 6 p.m.
That's one of the reasons why most relationships fail. They fail to communicate because if baka for the other person, they're like, oh, you don't have any more time for me. You're always working. You're always hustling on your own. You don't really give me attention that I need. But the other person is like, I'm really trying my freaking best to seeing it you in my schedule. So there has to be, there has to be mutual whatever. Especially nung time na may dinate ako online. I dated someone online for 11 months. I still could not wrap my head around the fact na that happened. Kasi hindi ko talaga ma-imagine yung sarili ko talking to someone long distance for 11 months. If he's listening right now, hello. I appreciate you so much. It's just that I knew from the very beginning we won't be together. I knew from the very beginning you won't come here to see me. Pero the fact there talaga na nag-hold on din ako sa fact na baka pupunta ako ng Manila. Yun lang yun. But other than that, I was like, what the fuck was that? I remember telling you about it and I was like, oh, you know, Japet, he's like this, blah, 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 blah. And I did this and I did that. And I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, I'm over it now. It's just that, you know, sometimes it makes me think, no, shit, 11 months, te. Tanga. But it was fun when it lasted. It was nice naman.
Yeah, kung nakikinig ka man, appreciate namin yung commitment mo. Kasi grabe yung commitment. Especially for like guys talaga in general.
Oh my God.
Hold their partners. Ako na muna. So whoever, you know, if you're listening right now, I just want to tell you na I commend you for your commitment. Kasi, you know, us guys, we want to hold our partners talaga. And the fact na even though you can't hold her, you know, Thea, she still commit. And that's a brave thing to do. Meaning na you're not just there because of you want to hold her, but you like her talaga in general. So, mga ganun. So, pero wala eh. Ganun talaga nangyari. So, bye!
Alam mo ba, I decided to end things, right? Because I was like, you know what? This is really fucked up. We're not gonna see each other. I'm not gonna wait another year for us to meet. We haven't even talked about our past relationships yet. Our traumas yet. We haven't really talked about other things yet. I was really vulnerable with him. But ang dami namin di napag-usapan. And we were like, okay, let's just save it for when we meet. But it's just that we don't trust each other because we haven't really met. Like that. Oh. And I think he did not take it the good way kasi. Di ba we ended things? Kinausap ko siya a few months later. I sent him a long-ass message. I apologized, Jap. I haven't told you about this. I sent him a message, a very, very long one, and sininzo niya lang ako.
Oh, okay lang yun.
Yeah. He did not. Okay, parang sinasaktan ko talaga siya. So if you're listening right now, I'm really sorry for how things went. But, you know, we both knew from the very beginning we're not gonna be together, so fuck it. We both knew. He was very nice. He's very decent talaga.
Distance talaga.
Yeah, that's the thing. And with the pandemic, I don't know. I know a lot of friends who got together because of the pandemic, and a lot of friends who broke up because of the pandemic. Usually it's the distance, the comfort, maybe they got together and the distance they broke up. It really just depends, eh. But I'm really happy for all of my friends na masaya, like you. Really happy for you. I'm so, so, so happy. I hope things will turn out fine for the both of us. What do you think would be the future of dating after this is all over? Siguro in 5 years. Would it be awkward to meet up with people, to hang out with a new person, ganon? What do you think?
Well, for example, if you live in the same region or like same city, ganyan, I think it's gonna be the same. Kasi parang, you know, even up until now, dating is kind of still, I mean, it's not the same because you're taking care of yourself and also avoiding COVID-19, ganyan. Pero I think there will be a lot of precautions in the future. And parang, hey, are you vaccinated? Or like, ganon, can we meet somewhere na it's just us two to avoid public, you know, public places. It's gonna still be the same, pero more intimate in a sense, kasi you just want to be with your person and also avoiding the risk of getting infected.
Yeah, because for COVID.
Yeah.
What's your dream date?
My dream date is going to Enchanted Kingdom. I just want to go to a theme park.
Yeah, that's nice. I spent my 24th birthday there. It was really fun. I was with my family. That would be really nice. Yeah. You should do that. Yeah, we should do that. Well, drunk. We should do that. Definitely. Ayaw mo mag ano? Ayaw mo mag... Yeah! Shit talaga, Jap. That one. I've always wanted to. And I told myself that I'm not gonna try unless I'm gonna be with Jap.
Yeah.
Oh, sana all.
Anyways.
Sana all talaga. Oh, that's gonna be fun. But now I'm really having fun here in Bohol, traveling and all that. Meeting people.
Oh my, pansin ko may mga stories.
Yeah, most of the time. We're working on a tourism project kasi. It just stopped because of the Delta variant. But soon.
Yeah.
Grabe yung camping experiences ko. I'm joining another camp trip this weekend. Next weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's my fifth camp in a span of 3 months. So that's nice. I'm just gonna edit out the parts na really unnecessary.
Putang ina mo!
Tangina ka! Anyway, I wish we're just really nicer to ourselves and to people because everyone's going through a lot right now.
That's true. Totoo yan.
Emotionally, mentally, psychologically, physically. I've been really insecure about my body lately. I haven't really seen myself in front of the mirror for a couple of days na. Like a full body mirror. And I was like, fuck, when I see myself on photos, I was like, fuck, I'm so fat. But, you know, we all go through different phases of our lives.
As your friend, you are beautiful, okay? Don't let anyone tell you
Thank
otherwise.
Thank you. You're amazing. Don't forget that.
I know. Thanks for the little reminder. Ma'am, whatever works for you, eh. Kasi pa ako...
Ako, I do morning affirmations naman.
Yeah. Hyping yourself up. It doesn't have to be like a routine. Just tell yourself, hey, you look good. That's it. Even if you don't believe it, if you keep on saying it to yourself,
most definitely you'll believe it. Yeah.
It's just going to kick in. You know, fake it till you make it. That's true talaga. That's what I've been doing since, I think, last year.
Yeah.
And
that's what you told me before when you went through that.
Yeah, and it works.
You started to delete your social media. You started to deactivate. And you were like, you know what? Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Yeah. And it works.
Well, good for you. I hope it works for everyone.
It will. It will talaga. Promise. Plus, sa lahat naman ay
based on personal experience.
It will work. You just have to trust the process. You know, baby steps. You say to yourself, I look good every day. It will work. It's gonna kick in sooner or later. Mm-hmm. But don't anticipate too much. Ganun lang yun.
I do morning affirmations. I'm beautiful.
Yeah,
I'm freaking amazing.
Yes, you are.
Wala eh. We can do anything. We're all losing our minds, but at least we still have each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the most important thing there. I got you. Some people may not understand. Gago ka talaga. Okay, Jap. This is the part yeah. na magiging ano naman ako distant ulit. Sige.
Yeah.
Send na lang ako ng like emoji. You sent me a peace sign emoji. And oh, I seen oh, zone you.
I agitated. Sige, peace sign. At the time, I was like, okay, sige. Basta alam ko, I was myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I get that. Oh, well.
Ang saya, no? Parang nag-start lang tayo, nag-interview lang tayo sa isang room. Tapos, parang putang ina, gaguhan na lang.
Why? We're friends, yeah. Nakakamiss, sobra.
Yan na, may pagkamot na ng mata.
I'm hiding my, my face. What are your birthday plans?
Magpahalbo.
Kalbo?
Mm-hmm.
Magpapakalbo ka on your 25th birthday?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Talaga?
Yeah.
Well, I support you.
Wala eh. I mean, it's pandemic. I'm not gonna see anyone. So might as well just try it for the heck of it. And then, paliwa guy, it's gonna grow.
Mabilis naman niya. Mag-grow yung hair niyo eh.
Yeah. Kung bagay naman, sige, let's see. It's gonna be a phase. Pero masabi ko at least once in my life, magpakalbo ako.
You haven't tried pa?
Hindi pa. Ngayon pa lang. I mean, now, sobrang long ng hair ko na natatay.
Ay, sobrang haba na ng buhok mo eh.
Pero, wala. Gusto ko na matry yung extreme short.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Pakalbo ka din.
Tanga, mabubuka akong itlog. Mabubuka akong balot. Siguro on my 25th birthday, wala. I'm not sure if I'm gonna be celebrating this year. Another pandemic birthday. Wait. Were you single when you entered the pandemic?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Same. Pero ang whirlwind, no? Nang nangyari.
March, diba?
Yeah, March.
We were supposed to meet pa nga eh.
We were supposed to meet, right? We're supposed to eat some gyup together. Nakakamiss maglaseng na sumayaw. Or sumayaw na laseng. They do that. I do that here at home, but not really like drunk talaga.
Yeah. I miss performing sa bar.
Yeah. And ikaw, syempre dancer ka din naman talaga. You have a lot of friends and you go out often.
Miss ko yun.
Pero at least, diba, we were able to experience that life.
Soon. Malay mo, diba? It's gonna end soon. We may not know, pero...
We'll never really know.
Alright, so I think Thea, thank you so much for coming to this podcast of yours. I mean, I think we covered everything. Yeah, I know you guys are surprised that I'm the one ending this. Well, you know, newsflash, para na kaming may tama. So I thank myself for coming here.
Hindi pa ako. Ano ka ba? Wala pa. Di pa natapos. So I'll get another glass. Wait lang. Strong to. Jinx. Strong to, girl. Ano ka?
Okay, back to topic. Dali, kaya pa to.
Wait, I'm gonna chug this one. Last one. Tapos i-publish ko talaga. Tapos i-publish ko to ng raw, no?
Yan, dami kong nabanggit na pangalan.
Okay, ito go.
Shit, bukas pa ba yung tindahan sa baba? Sa baba.
Kukuha pa ako. I'll get the bottle. Wait lang. Oh, you can do your little segment. Go.
Alright. 3, 2, 1. Action! What's up, everyone? So again, nasa labas naman si Thea, kumukuha ng kanyang inumin. And I think by this hour, if she's gonna put this in, we're both tipsy. And you're gonna be so excited with what's gonna come next. I'm pretty sure we're gonna have a lot of spicy conversations about life. And yeah, I know you guys enjoy me as the guest compared to the other ones. So, you know, you might be seeing me again in the near future. It's not a who knows thing. It's certain you will be seeing me again in the near future. You're going to be hearing from me. If you want to stop me, I'm not going to give you my social media. Anyway, she's back. And she's checking out her phone. So, yan siya outside of her social media persona.
Okay, we have a babe.
And she's checking out her Instagram. Anyway, she's going to be back in a few minutes. This is me, Jap, signing out. Bye. Back to the podcast. Ang inasarado na yung mga stores. Ano oras na ba? 12:30.
Yan na
muna. Sana dalawa pala binili ko.
Yung isang litro ba? Ilang 500 yan?
Ha? Huh?
Dalawa?
500 ml times 2 is 1 liter. The fuck?
Gago. Nahiya ako dun. I can't math, dude. I just graduated not sa accounting course, pero I can't.
Bobo!
Pero, ilang 500 ml ba ang kaya mo? Di ba yung 500 ml, yun yung, ano, yung ganun?
Ah, 1 liter nga, so dalawang pail pala.
Oh. Ano yung alcohol content niyan? Magkano? Ilan pala? Or magkano?
Ano, 5 pesos. Magkano siya yung...
Ilan?
5%.
Yung isa?
Uy. Before we get track, tara na, let's go. Conclusion na tayo. Ah. Well, actually, you know, it's funny how we started this conversation about, you know, apologizing and then dating. Ooh. I think they all coincide with, especially like the pandemic situation now. I think it all coincides to just how we react to certain things, how we accept love, how we accept confrontations and stuff like that. So it's kind of fun because, you know, despite what happened, we're still growing, even in the comfort of our own houses. We're still growing, we're still learning, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And she's drinking. But like, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys relate to me talaga, but from what I've told Tay earlier, it's just really about how you should focus on yourself, how you react towards something. Because, you know, at the end of the day, no matter how pressured we are with, you know, the out with what we see on social media, with what our friends are doing, they're all outside factors. What's important is how you see yourself, diba? Because, you know, if you think people are worrying about if you're successful or not, they're not. They're more focused on themselves. So might as well focus on yourself too. Because, you know, we can only control the way we react towards situations. And if you react negatively, that's on you. Pero, you know, my advice is just react positively and react in a way that you yourself would be happy for reacting for. And
also all I can say is that fuck what they think. In the end, it just all depends on you. And if you're faced with choices, life decisions, whatever, choose whatever is best for you. And you know yourself. No one ever knows you more than you do. Sa sarili mo. Because as what Japet said earlier, what matters most is the now.
Yeah, diba? That is
like, true. Not the past, not the future. Especially that we're in the middle of the pandemic. We have to live in the now. We'll never know. Like, we lost so many lives already. We lost so many loved ones. We lost so many opportunities, so many time. And, you know, we're losing so much. Even what could have been the best years of our lives, we're losing it. But, you know, since we're already here and we're going to embrace what's in the now, let's just embrace whatever is happening in front of us.
Yes, yes.
Not negatively, but yeah, positively. And treasure whoever is with you. Embrace this journey, and hopefully in the future, everything will work out in our favor. And please, if you haven't registered yet, please do.
Yes.
Registration ends on September 30 yata. So please do, guys. Please do.
Yeah.
Register to vote. And the youth is the
future of the nation.
The future depends on us. And
yes.
Yeah. What else do I need to say?
I know. Despite, you know, you are losing a lot of stuff, never forget, you know, you still have yourself. Don't lose yourself.
So you I really appreciate. Yeah, I do. Gago. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. I know now this will not be the last, definitely. Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for listening. Thank you for being here with us. I hope you guys learned a thing or two. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you learned something from us, kahit na sobrang toxic to. But thank you so much. Cheers, Jap.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us. Bye.
And that's it for our podcast. It's the recording, so I'm going to maximize everything. I feel like she's not going to put this in. But just so you guys know, I'm peeing. And I hope you enjoyed everything. If you want me in the next episode, just tell her. That's it. Bye-bye.
Alright, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed and learned a thing or two from this episode. You may follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tea and Tequila Talks Podcast for updates and more meaningful content. Keep in touch with me on my social media accounts. I'm at Thea Rizaldo everywhere. You may also take part in the future episodes by sending a voice message of your questions or topic suggestions to www.anchor.fm/TeaAndTequilaTalks podcast/message. Let's catch up again next time. Cheers!